You're listening to SBS News.
Miriam Suter was working in the hospitality industry when she first began considering other job prospects.
One of my friends who was a gold miner by trade used to watch me come home in frustration and exhausted and feeling underappreciated from my hospitality job, because it does take a lot of passion to stay in hospitality long term.
It was the diminishing of that passion which saw Miss Suter move into a trade. Now in her third year as an electrical apprentice, she says it's a career move she hasn't regretted. But she's in a minority as the only woman on her team in a field where her gender is seriously underrepresented. Fiona McDonald is the director at Tradeswomen Australia. She hopes a new pilot program being launched by the group will help reverse that trend by attracting more women into the sector, particularly those from migrant backgrounds who've been hard hit by the pandemic.
So they were kind of greater impacted compared to the other women that we usually work with, and we thought, well, we need a tailored program to help them out of those situations and to gain access into something that's permanent so that they can access things like annual leave and sick pay, because it was just, yeah, a critical time in what's going on in the environment, and we really need to come up with something that would support them.
Jacinta Stafford has been an employment coach for the last 17 years. She says programs like this are vital in breaking down misconceptions about the types of job opportunities available to female migrants.
Working with a lot of newly arrived clients, one of the big problems is lack of access to education. There's an issue around actually knowing what's out there as far as work goes. Everyone tends to think it's just childcare or hairdressing. They don't understand the gamut of actual job opportunities that are available to them.
Additional support services like translated material and transportation will also be provided to encourage women from multicultural communities to join. Fiona McDonald says the monthly training sessions will provide a range of technical and educational knowledge to participants to help them through the program and beyond.
We will do hands-on activities like learning how to manage tools and drill holes of things and use a hammer properly. We'll do a lot of educational stuff about the 65 different types of trade jobs that are out there, and we'll have a whole recruitment support angle as well. So we'll help people with their resumes and their job applications and provide specialised coaching to help them interview for trade jobs.
The Migrant Worker Centre's Hessen Jong hopes this will raise awareness among female migrants that they too have ample job opportunities in Australia.
It is very likely that the migrant families will make the decision that men have better chances in the Australian job market, so let's invest all the resources on men and women will stay home and do childcare.
Participation of trainee women in trades industries has stayed at less than 2% over the past 25 years, and it's hoped this pilot program will help boost that number and diversify the sector. Those two things will have great benefits, according to women already on the tools like Miriam.
I realise that being multilingual and multicultural and having gender diversity in the workplace really helps to make a nicer and healthier workplace culture. So for me, I love that aspect about the program, because it means that I'm not only going to see other women on site, but I'll see more diverse women on site, because, you know, the trades I have noticed has been a very Anglo-dominated trade, male-dominated environment.
Jacinta Stafford says the benefits will also help people transition into Australian life.
And the groups of women that I work with actually do the best when they're working together as a team. So often that support they get through the workplace, often from their colleagues that are often women also, supporting them in that journey is imperative in supporting them into a healthy, happy community life.
Tradeswomen Australia hopes to expand it nationally after a six-month trial, which is currently recruiting. Hashela Kumarawansa, SBS News.